Oh, look, 10 to 4, it's that time of day. Time to welcome in Wallace Chapman.
Oh, kia ora, Jesse. It's that time of day, but first and more important, it's that time of year. Can I just have a big shout out to
Ayana Piper-Helian.
Oh, no.
The birthday girl.
It's Fantastic. Earth Day. That's the Happy most birthday. Important thing that's today.
Is it Earth Day?
It's Earth Day. Is Earth Day, so I mean,
it's Earth Day. Birthday.
Is Earth Day your birthday every year?
Every single year, Jesse.
Really?
Yeah.
Special. Amazing. And also, Yana, happy birthday, Yana.
Producer of the panel.
Producer of the panel, who shares a very special birthday with a very famous person who I'm playing at 6:30. Here's a clue. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Black teased hair. Who might that be?
One more, please.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Beautiful song. Find out at 6:30.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
anyway.
I'm stumped.
Yeah, well, on to the big news. Three strikes law to return, but tweaked. Three offences and you're out of luck. That's the law there. So we talked to an expert who was a criminal lawyer in California, which is a sort of ground zero for three strikes, which it so happens turns 30 this month. Mm. So yeah, we discussed three strikes. Also today, calls for a national cat act after an entire population of North Island robins were wiped out.
Now, serious?
On the panel, Jesse. Absolutely on the panel. This would require owners to desex and microchip their feline friends. So what do you think? Do you support a national cat act that'll get people talking? Also today, the political checks and balances with the fast track bill and a multi-billion dollar stadium mooted for Auckland. Are large stadiums ever a boon in this, Jesse? I want your feedback on what I call a bit of a moral dilemma, and you might have thoughts, Jesse. So, Kiwi comedian Arj Barker was getting distracted by a crying baby at his show. So, he stops the show and asks the mother and the baby to leave the room. So, my question is, was he right in doing that, or is it a bit of a dick move? Is he in the wrong business if he cannot handle audience distraction?
Gosh.
2101.
Tough question.
It's 15 plus. It's a 15 plus show.
Yeah.
But he stops his show and asks the mum and baby to leave, please.
He was the American who guest starred in Flight of the Conchords, wasn't
he?
Yeah, and he's been over here. He's hosted the gala before. Loves New Zealand. But, yeah.
Okay, so you're a comedian. Would you do that?
How awkward would you feel in the crowd, the rest of the people in the crowd hearing that?
Well, eight people stood up and walked out with the mum and baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's so tough. Yeah. I've got a former comedian, I should say, and any sort of distraction is an absolute death of comedy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Someone coughs in the wrong point, a punchline totally ruins the joke.
Mm.
Someone's got a laugh that's loud or weird. People start focusing on that and defocusing from what's on stage. So it is definitely fair to say that a crying baby would ruin the show.
And yet, you can handle hecklers?
You can engage with the heckler. You can't start insulting the baby.
2101. Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
That was, you know, the old heckler's comeback. I think I can say this on RNZ. You know, because everyone used to have the same comebacks for hecklers, right? And the most classic one was the heckler yells something out and you say, wow, 30 million sperm and you're the one that got through. Now, saying that to a newborn baby would be a real insult, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm just going to put my stake in the ground. I just think it's really wrong of Arj to do that. I think it is a dick move.
Oh.
I think it's a shocker. You know, mate, you're supposed to be funny. Just concentrate on your jokes. You know, if you can't handle a baby crying,
yeah,
become a real estate agent.
I'm so torn because, as I say, it would definitely ruin the show. But then I would say there's almost no circumstance in which you should tell a mum of a baby what she should do. She's probably extremely conscious of it anyway.
Mm.
It's very tough. Thank you. Text us on 2101. Ayana's our producer. She looks like she's still recovering from that last conversation.
It feels like, Jesse, you want to keep on going on this. It really does. You've got a lot more to say on this. Anyway.
Yeah. What's on your mind today?
Well, there's been some big news out today. Woolworths is rolling out body cameras in all 191 stores as part of their staff safety measures this week. That's because they've seen an increase, 75% increase in physical assaults, 148% increase in serious reportable events in the past 3 years. It makes me really sad to hear that our supermarket workers are having to face this sort of behaviour and that they feel safer with body cameras.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It did make me want a good supermarket story because I feel like all we seem to get in New Zealand about supermarkets is body cameras, lack of competition and rats.
Yes.
So, in Europe, there's a growing trend with supermarkets and they're called chat checkouts. It originated in the Netherlands with a trial in a supermarket called Jumbo in 2019, and now it's just taking off across the Netherlands, across France, and even in Japan. So they're basically slow lanes, and they're introduced to help combat loneliness, specifically with older people or socially isolated people. And I thought, would that work in New Zealand? We were pretty quick to bring in self-checkouts and express lanes, and actually a lot of people don't even go into a supermarket these days. They just click, click, click at home from the comfort of their couch. So, but for many, supermarkets are sort of the only time that they get to go out and have a social interaction with someone else. So I'm interested in what you two think. Would you like that small talk while you're getting your groceries?
Oh, I can totally relate to it. So we're school holidays at the moment, and my wife has gone away with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw them on the weekend, but then I come back and work during the week. And when you're by yourself at home and there's not much going on, you actually quite look forward to going out to a shop, seeing some people,
having a nice
bit of a chat. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I was very much pro self-checkout for the first couple of years.
Really?
Oh, very much so. You know, sort of step away from the chat, please, Wallace Chapman. But then it was all business your supermarket. But then actually, guess what happened? I had an epiphany. I started missing the interaction. I really did. I had how you started, you know, and how are we today? I really miss that. You know, you talk about nothing in the bay.
Yeah.
You know, nice weather outside. I bet you wish outside. I wish I was. You know, I only got half an hour for lunch. Just the little things, Jana.
Yeah.
When they wish you a good day and you wish them a good day too, and you think, oh gosh, you've just got 8 hours more.
There's also nothing more deflating than when you're in quite a chipper mood and you go into a retail outlet and you try to strike up a conversation with the sales assistant and they cut you off, like they're having a bad day or whatever. So the idea of a checkout where it's understood that there might be some chats gives you permission to strike up a yarn, right?
Yeah, and I would assume that the people that they put on that checkout, they are chatty, they are trying to facilitate some conversation and interaction with people. There was a nice quote from a 74-year-old man in Japan. They sort of started over there to help people with dementia to continue going out and doing things. And he said that shopping is one of his wife's favourite activities. And he praised their local retailer for being a dementia-friendly business that allows her to hold her onto her cherished independence. He said, "I'm very grateful that this service allows my wife to keep a smile on her face."
Love her.
Wonderful.
I'm going to finish this conversation with a text from AJ, who's talking about babies and comedy shows. "Hey, Jesse and Wallace, I think the only way to resolve your lack of agreement here will be to invite a baby onto the panel and see how the show goes with it crying in the background. And of course, if you don't like it, you must hate babies and probably humans in general," reckons AJ.
Gold. The text of the day.
So I look forward to that between 6 and 7 today, along with Alexia Russell and Peter Dunn on the panel. Thanks for listening. Lisa Owen and Checkpoint are next.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.